Look, we've got Dr. Ian Griffiths joining us at a moment from the Wound Management Innovation Cooperative Research Centre with some interesting news on how people are being forced to go on living with untreated wounds. This is a bit of a surprise to me, Ian. Is there a lot more of this going on than we suspect?
Yes, Mark, there's an enormous amount. In fact, we estimate approximately 500,000 Australians live with a chronic wound at any one time.
So what are we putting this down to? How are people falling through the cracks here?
Well, it starts with there isn't a medical specialty for wounds. If I had a heart condition, I could go and see a cardiologist or whatever the case may be, but there are very few people who specialize in wounds. There are some excellent clinicians out there, but they are few and far between. So many people have developed a chronic wound through other lifestyle factors and diseases, obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, etc., and it becomes just something they live with where they don't need to live with the wound. There are many simple and effective treatments that can make the wound go away. But we frequently have people in our clinics that have had wounds for 10 or 15 years.
Wow, that long?
Yeah. Not properly treated, these things just continue to be a problem. And they are a big problem in that they are painful for the patient. They have an odor and they cause a certain social stigma, and many of our patients are withdrawn from society because they don't wish to go to public places where their wound can be smelt by the people around them, and they have difficulty with mobility. So it's a very big problem.
So it's one of those things that it just starts and it just gets worse and worse. Are most of these people that are in this category, is it something that happens from being let out of hospital and the wound's not cared for after the fact, or is it something that just doesn't get to hospital at all?
Well, sometimes a patient can be discharged from hospital and still has a chronic wound, or very often wounds are dealt with in the community. So people will see the GP or a community care nurse or aged and residential care, and the organization I run has been set up to do something about this problem. So we've set up best practice and done research into best practice and optimal care, which now we can start to roll out on a national basis. So that's hopefully going to provide a solution to a lot of these poor people suffering with long-term chronic wounds.
Now, your service, I'm going to read the name of your organisation again. It's a very long one, Ian. It's the Wound Management Innovation Cooperative Research Centre. Who is available to get help from you, and how can we get in contact with you?
Okay. That's the federal government initiative, the big long name you just said, and we have 23 participant organizations, which are product companies and community care organizations and all sorts. We've all come together to do this work, but what's really important is the output, the research translation, and that's simply called Wound Innovations. We've got a website, woundinnovations.com.au, or anyone who's got a chronic wound can dial 1-300-WOUNDS. That's a free number, and it gets you through to us, and we can start to give treatment to anyone on a national basis.
And not only for those who actually are suffering in silence, but for those who would be treating those people, they can also get in contact with you and reach out also.
Oh, absolutely. Clinicians can call in for support on diagnosis or treatment. Patients can call in and we can start to help them on their journey to recovery. So both.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to know that you're out there, Ian, and sadly it is something we need to consider as well. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
My pleasure.